audio update for Monday, October 20th, 2008. The story of the day is it's making its rounds around the internet right now. Obviously, if you're listening to this, you've already read about it, you've already seen it. Pro Elite is folding. Elite XC is out of business, effective immediately. And there are many things that went into this. And the main thing, they found themselves hemorrhaging money from the get-go, as many of these upstart promotions do. They found themselves in the $55 million in debt range. And their really only hope for continuing operations was the pending possibility of a purchase from Showtime. Showtime owned 20% of Pro Elite's operations and their company, and they had filed that they were going into negotiations to make a full purchase of Pro Elite and keep it afloat. And with the Florida investigation into what happened with the Seth Petruzzelli Kimbo Slice fight, which, in all honesty, I believe Jeremy Lappin, Elite XC's head of fight operations, who said that there's nothing there with Petruzzelli's comments. There was no attempt to manipulate the fight. There was no attempt to affect the outcome on that. I don't think that they went that route. But regardless, the negativity surrounding the October 4th show, added with the fact that they had to take out, or they ended up basically allowing CBS to take all of the show revenue from the show just to put it on, because they didn't have the funding to even put on the October 4th show. And then with the negativity surrounding that show and the absolute demolition of their big star fighter that they decided they had to force down people's throats, and then the allegations into impropriety by management and possibly trying to manipulate the outcome of the fight, despite the fact that they probably did not, were enough to make Showtime not want to purchase Pro Elite. And without that kind of financial backing, and without anyone to back them up further and give them more money to put this on, they had no other choice to fold but to fold. Today, Pro Elite started sending out notices to fighters and employees. There are reports that they've already started packing up the corporate office. The November 8th card that was set for Showtime with Robbie Lawler against Joey Villaseñor and Nick Diaz and Eddie Alvarez, both title fights on Showtime. That event has been canceled, obviously, and the promotion has, they've gone under just as quickly as they came in. And, they got a lot of viewers for CBS. They got 6.5 million viewers for their May 31st show, 4.5 million viewers for their October 4th show, obviously less in that middle event. And CBS will stay in the MMA game. If they don't make a serious push to get something done with the UFC, then for sure we're looking at Affliction as a possibility to get on to network television, which would immediately catapult them up into that number two status for sure, would give them a lot more exposure, and would help sell pay-per-views But the problem with them is still just the absolute hemorrhaging of money that goes into these upstart promotions, and with how much the payroll was for their first event, and how much it will most likely be for their second event, headlined by Arlovski and Fedor. I mean, they have an agreement now with Golden Boy. I expect them to stay in business at least into summer next year. But you take a look at what happened with Pro Elite here. They bought up a bunch of different promotions. Elite XC obviously was their main promotion with the Showtime deal and the CBS partnership. And it's... Now you got a bunch more fighters without a place to work at the moment, which in a way could boost Affliction if they pick up some of these guys. Because you've got some talent at some of the divisions and some of the weight classes, but not enough to be considered a legit threat to the UFC at all. And so we're really sitting... In a way, this news today isn't a shock at all. It was only a matter of time with how much money they were spending, how much money they were losing, and with the product they were putting out, it was only a matter of time until this happened. And with the allegations of impropriety and the allegations of manipulation of the main event and trying to influence the outcome, despite the lack of validity in those claims, it was enough to scare off Showtime from a purchase of Pro Elite, and enough to cause them to realize they didn't have the money to continue on. They didn't have the funds, the resources, they just unable to do anything with it. And so... It's yet another startup promotion that comes in, has its 15 minutes of fame, and fizzles. And it's difficult to watch because I want to see as many fighters get a chance to fight and a place to fight as possible. You gotta have a breeding ground somewhere. You gotta have a place for these guys to make a name for themselves so they can make money in the long run. And what we need is more companies willing to play the lower tier. We need companies that don't want to try to immediately compete with the UFC right off the bat. Because the sport doesn't need to get like boxing with three or four different promotions running their champions and claiming that their champions are the top guys, and not being able to set up legit championship fights to determine a clear top guy. It's just, in the long run, not good for business. And it makes it so that when you have title fights in one promotion, it doesn't mean much of anything that it might have if there were one, maybe two, separate champions at a certain weight division. But you've got people claiming champions all over the place now, and it's just going to be interesting to see what we've got here in 09, because UFC is hitting its stride as a promotion, and hitting its stride in popularity, hitting its stride in compelling fighters to watch, compelling fights put together. Affliction's got some good heavyweights, but beyond that, they don't have much of a roster. That could change with Elite XC folding. They could bring in some guys and set up some fights. I highly expect Nick Diaz and Eddie Alvarez to possibly fight each other on an Affliction card in 09. And, you know, it's kind of funny because, I mean, I criticized KJ Nunes for allowing himself to get to the point where he was stripped of his title. But you know what? He may have made the best decision, and he probably was smart to not play their game and be in business for himself, because right now, he's no longer under contract with a company that is not in business anymore. So he has the chance to go out and be the final Elite XC lightweight champion and turn that into something somewhere if he decides to stay with MMA and not pursue boxing full-time. But, you know, it's... We'll wait and see for anything more that comes out on this in the coming week. I'm sure we'll hear a lot more as the week goes on. Coming into UFC 90 this weekend, and you know what this does is it opens up a network slot with a network that is interested in putting on MMA events. Whether Affliction jumps at that and tries to get something set will be one thing. UFC would be... If UFC could get themselves onto network television, as well as having Spike TV locked down, and bring the UFC atmosphere, bring the UFC fighters, bring the elite, for the most part, in almost every division to a network television audience, we're in for an absolute explosion in mainstream popularity of the sport and mainstream acceptance of the sport. There's just a lot of things that could go right for MMA with the right promotion in a network slot. Strikeforce on NBC could be a better showing than Elite XC, but I really want to see the UFC do something with a network television audience, because I think they could do, with their promotion machine, working with a network, it could be massive in terms of numbers and eyeballs watching mixed martial arts, and I think it would show casual fans and mainstream fans a much better representation of what the sport is than what Elite XC did show us. And, you know, in a way it's a sad thing, because you don't want to see these fighters lose their jobs, but many of them will find a home elsewhere on smaller cards. Some of them, I'm sure, will end up in Affliction. And some of them may end up in Strikeforce. Some of them may end up going to the UFC. This could be a great thing for Jake Shields. Jake Shields could pursue a contract with the UFC if he wants to. If he wants to, and get in there and fight, and if UFC wants him as well, if he can get in there and fight top welterweight competition, you know, he can. Put his money where his mouth is, and we could see him really challenged by someone and see what he's got as a fighter. And outside of that, I don't know who else we'll see getting a chance in the UFC anytime soon, but others may end up in Affliction, like I said, may end up in Strikeforce. We'll just have to see what goes on. It's obviously very early stages. This just came out today, so just stay tuned, and we'll continue on with the story, follow it with any news breaks in the coming week, and be sure to check out all of our UFC 89 coverage from this past weekend, as well as our Ultimate Fighter coverage on the main site with Frank Hayden and Jason Bent, and Just stay tuned to us for more on this story as the week goes out and our UFC 90 coverage this weekend. Thanks for listening once again. This is Jamie Pennick signing off. I've given